Bible reading number 35, Genesis 37, verses 12 through 28. Joseph's half-brother sold him to be a slave. Later, Joseph's half-brothers went away, so that the flock of their father could graze near the town of Shechem. Jacob said to Joseph, "Your brothers are watching over the flocks as they feed near Shechem. Come, I'm going to send you to them." Joseph answered him, "I'm ready." So Jacob said to him, "Please go and see if your brothers and the flocks are all right. Bring me some news." So Jacob sent Joseph from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around in the field. The man asked him, "What are you looking for?" Joseph answered, "I'm looking for my brothers. Please tell me where they are tending the flocks." The man answered, "They moved on from here. I heard one of them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph followed his half-brothers, and he did find them at Dothan. However, when Joseph's half-brothers saw him at a distance, before he was close to them, they made a plan to kill him. They said to each other, "Here comes the master of dreams. Come on, let's kill him now and throw his body into one of the pits. We could say that a wild animal has eaten him. Then we'll see what becomes of his dreams." When Reuben, one of the brothers, heard this, he tried to rescue Joseph from them by saying, "No, there is no need for us to kill him." He continued, "Let there be no bloodshed. Throw him into this hole. It's in the desert. Don't hurt him." He wanted to rescue Joseph from them and give him back to his father later. When Joseph arrived, they stripped off his coat, his full-length fancy coat, which he was wearing at the time. Then they grabbed him and threw him into the hole. This pit was empty. There was no water in it. Joseph's half-brothers sat down to eat a meal. Then they looked up and saw a caravan of some of the descendants of Ishmael. They were coming from the land of Gilead. They were headed for Egypt. Their camels were carrying a load of spices, special oils, and perfumes. Then Judah said to his brothers, "How much is a dead brother worth to us? Could we hide his blood? No. Come on, let's sell him to the men of Ishmael. Let us not be the ones who hurt him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh." And they listened to Judah. Later, traders from Midian passed by. They pulled up Joseph out of the hole and sold him to the men of Ishmael for 20 pieces of silver. And they carried Joseph away to Egypt.